K1 and our K1 Car Talk on this Thursday morning. As always, opportunity for me to welcome in Brad Dungis from Dungis Family of Autos, and frequently some members of the Dungis family people who are the part of the dealership. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Charlie. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and what a great day to test out the air conditioner in your car.
Oh, it is. It's warm. That's right. But we got changes in the weather coming. I'm excited for a little cool front this weekend.
Yeah, that'll be good.
And some kids are back to school, and others are going next week. And there's a lot of change happening. And I did bring a couple of my friends from the dealership with us today.
Good.
So lots of good stuff going on.
Well, you got red tag sale going on. What red shirt you got on?
It's been a great start to August. This is time of year we always have a clearance sale. I mean, it's a traditional model year changeover time of year. We've had 17s actually for quite a while this year, and a number of different lines in Toyota and Ford and Lincoln. But, this time of year, we're going to close out on the 16s and move fully into the 17s. So there's great deals on some of the, particularly the stuff that's been in inventory the longest, but really great deals on everything. Right now, Ford has zero for 72% on almost everything they have other than Shelby's, I think, and maybe the fast little Focus. And Toyota has a great incentive, zero for 72 on the 2016 Camry, I believe that's right. And then, great incentives on everything else. Plus, with our red tag sale, we've taken the time to go through every vehicle and put our best price right on the vehicle for you. And these are great prices. These are better than our internet prices, most of them, and we've really sharpened our pencil and tried to put the best deal we can forward there so we can make clearance really happen.
And you have already figured in, I think, all of the manufacturer incentives.
Well, we try to. That's okay. Complicated, though, because there's a lot of choices in that, and sometimes it's a trade-off. So you got to have to make a choice. How do I want to structure the deal? Do I want to maximize it so I get the lowest payment, perhaps, or the biggest discount? Because it might be a trade-off between the 0-for-72 interest rate and a rebate, and then there's some of the incentives that can be combined. So it really has to be, unfortunately, broken down. I know that sounds complicated to people, and people are always asking me, well, why is it so complicated? But the truth is, a lot of that's just to get you better deals. The manufacturers are all fighting for your business, and incentives are a way they do that. And they develop affinity programs with things like our big employers in town. They have programs with some of them called X-Plan, where they get a supplier pricing from Ford.
Right.
We do similar things with Toyota here in town. You've got that. You've got all the other programs and affinity things, whether it's the Quarter Horse Association or maybe you're upfitting a chassis cab truck. You can get extra rebates for that. We've also got Albert. You know about this. Some smart bonus.
Let's get Albert cash fully introduced here.
Albert Mullins is here. He's one of our Ford sales managers, and also was at a recent ride and drive on the new Ford Super Duty that's coming out this fall. So welcome, Albert.
Yeah, thank you, Brad. Good to have me. Good allowing you to have me, Charlie. I appreciate being here. Like, as Brad said, and Charlie mentioned the red tag special. Everything is tagged in the vehicles. And the substantial, a significant discount in everything that we got all the way across the line. All the 15s, it's 0% financing. And then if you go into the 16s, you got zero across the board, like he said, except for the GT350 Mustang and then the little fast Focus that he is speaking about. So there's a bunch of savings there. We've got what I wanted to share with there. I've got a hybrid car. Energy car up there,
it's a plug-in hybrid, right?
It is, I believe it is, sir. Yep. And it's a Fusion Energy car is what it is. Mm-hmm. And what I wanted to do is share just and it's a 2017 model, and there's $3,000 in rebates. That's unheard of. Ford's come out with a smart bonus cash. Like we had, there's an additional $1,000 on selected vehicles that are out on the lot that I've never seen before. And I also seen in here there's $6,050 off on some vehicles if you qualify. And as Brad mentioned earlier, he said when you go in there and you do the Vincent on the vehicles where he's getting the discounts and everything and the rebates, what he's talking about is you put your name, your last name, first name, and your your zip code, and then it tells us back what you qualify for. So it says conditional offers. There's several offers in there that maybe somebody may qualify for that the other ones wouldn't. But what a unbelievable with all the rebates and all the discounts and everything that we've had out there. And a 0 for 72, I've never seen that with Ford. I did see that many years ago with back in 2010, me and Bill Hyde had talked about that. They did it one time, I think. But yeah, just remarkable, unbelievable for the money on savings in payment. I mean, if you just want to use somebody else's money and not pay interest, that's most definitely the way to go. And then I wanted to touch just a little bit on the ride and drive. The ride and drive on the 2017s, I believe they're going to arrive. They may be en route now. I know that we're supposed to have them by September sometime. The vehicle is just phenomenal. I don't have all the information in front of me this morning to tell you all of it, but I can tell you this, that truck is, there's not a better truck in the line. There's not a better truck built that I know of in the fleet anywhere that comes anywhere close to comparing what that F2 and F350 can do. And also the F450. I compared all those about 2 weeks ago, went to Oklahoma City, the ride and drive, and I drove the Dodge, I drove the Chevrolet, I drove the GMC, and I drove the Ford, loaded and empty. And also just sitting in the seat of an XL, which is a base unit Ford, and then you sit in an LTZ Chevrolet, their difference in day and night. That XL truck is just remarkable. It's phenomenal. And all the technology that they have in it, I really wish that I was smart enough to tell you everything. They just crammed it all in me in about 4 hours. It was really hard. But I can tell you that there's the torque is higher, and that the torque is higher on the F2 and F350. The horsepower is a little less than the Dodge, but if you're pulling, you want torque, you won't want horsepower. And I think it's only 15% percent or something like that different. But sitting in that truck and driving that truck and being able to feel what it does and the technology that they have is just unbelievable. The bed, I think the vehicle's about 350 pounds lighter. Again, I said it has more torque, but it's 350 pounds lighter than the 16 F-250 and F-350. So what they've done is taken that aluminum body, and how they built it, there's no welds in it, sir. Mm-hmm. It's actually screwed. It's screwed into an, I call it an epoxy. Oh, Hillbilly says glue, but it's not glue. It's amazing. The channels that they have, they've upgraded the bed and the channels. There's 5 channels across the back, and it actually goes through the frame on both sides versus laying across the top.
This is a military-grade steel frame.
Yes, sir.
Extra lightweight, but super strong steel frame.
Yes, sir.
With an aluminum body, one of the lightest, most powerful trucks ever built, with over 30 class leading features that aren't available on any other vehicle.
Not any other.
Great vehicle. Power, great fuel economy, all kinds of choices on your power train and how you set the vehicle up for what you want to do with it.
Yes, sir.
You know, are you getting a lot of questions from people about the truck?
Oh yeah, and people want to know when they're going to be here. And I just told them, I said they'll start arriving, I think, in the next 2 or 3 weeks. We've got them en route. I think that they're showing leaving the plant now. So you know, you don't never know when they'll be there. But yeah, I'm getting a lot of questions and people want a lot of literature. And I mean, again, you just need to come out and look at everything that we got and give us the opportunity. And I also wanted to mention a couple other things. I mean, the Super Duty, most definitely, sir, is going to be the leading market. I mean, it's going to be the one that leads the market in the truck industry, without a doubt in my mind. Now, I understand that in the future things will change, but right now there's not a better truck in the market. As far as pull and tow capacity, having all the technology, the cameras, and everything in a specific vehicle, they put it all in that one. And it's just remarkable to have that in a vehicle. And so anyway, we also have the Red Tag Special. As they mentioned, we've got over 250 cars in stock out. The 250 cars and trucks in stock at the Toyota Lincoln Ford store. And
that's 250 new vehicles on the ground in Bartlesville.
Yeah,
so you don't really have to go somewhere else to get a great selection of vehicles.
No, no way.
A lot of people think that. Maybe I have to go to Tulsa to see a lot of cars. You know, I'll speak for all of the new car dealers in Bartlesville. We have a great selection right on our lot, over 250 new vehicles.
That's true. And what we're saying is 250 new vehicles. We also have a huge line of pre-owned vehicles. And what I wanted to do is share this with you Brad Dungis has really stepped up to the plate. If you ask me, if you just come in and do a test drive, they've run the red tag special. They're giving away $7,500 December the 20th for people that just come in and simply test drive. And if you test drive, they also have a wheel set up in the Toyota building. You can spin it. You can win a free oil change. You can win, I think, money, scratch-offs. There's a giving away a watch, some kind of a
monthly drawing for some kind of consumer electronic prize, several hundred dollars worth. And and we really are going to give away $7,500.
Yes, I mean,
people may get direct mail pieces and stuff that kind of lead to you to believe you may have won, let's say. You know, this is real. Somebody in Bartlesville or wherever from around here that comes in and test drives a vehicle, we're going to put all the names in the hopper and we're going to draw somebody out, and they're really going to get $7,500 there the week before Christmas.
That'd be awesome. Hey Charlie, you'd enjoy to have that on for Christmas, wouldn't you, to buy your wife something, sir? $7,500, that's exactly
so what do you got to lose? Just come take a test drive, ask one of the salesmen what it's all about, and they'll get you hooked up.
That's exactly right. But anyway, I mean, we got all kinds of stuff going on. Come in, there's snacks, we'll change your oil, get everything taken care of for you. If you need anything, don't hesitate to come see Albert at the Ford store. Of course, we got Brent over at the Toyota store, and lots of activity going on. There's stuff going on all the time over there. So y'all come over and see us, give us the opportunity to help you out in any of your vehicle needs.
Great, Albert. And I see we've got another friend of ours here from the Toyota side of our business. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good, Brad. Thanks.
And Mark Cervini here with us too from Toyota. We don't want to Trucks might not be for everybody. The Super Duty's interesting and great new technology. And Tundra, I mean, Mark is actually a real Tundra loyalist. So
absolutely. I own an 08 Tundra, and you couldn't pull it out of my cold, dead hands. My little 7-year-old boy wants it when he goes to college, so might give it to him then, and then I'll buy a 4Runner. But just wanted to touch on some of the things that we have available. Brad mentioned that there's 0% for 72 months on the Camry. Also on the best-selling car in the world for over 20 years, the Corolla, you can get 0% for 72 months or $1,500 rebate.
Plus there's the big Dungeness discounts.
Correct. Yes, sir.
Markdown,
yes, sir. And we also have great lease options. I mean, if you have, you know, $1,000 or $999 in your pocket, you have a job, you can lease a Corolla for $179 a month. A Camry, you could do $199 a month with under $2,000 at signing. Huge rebates on the Avalons, our flagship product, $2,500 or 0% for 60 months, plus our discount. $2,500 on a Camry or 0% for 72. Just wanted to touch on, you know, as far as, you know, Camry's been the best-selling car in the U.S. for 14 consecutive years. It's also the most American-made vehicle, which the domestic...
A lot of people don't realize that.
Right. I mean, they're built in Kentucky. We produce over 500,000 vehicles out of that plant annually. 75% of the Camry are U.S. parts. So... also, third on the list of top 10 most American vehicles would be our Sienna. Our Sienna, which you can get in.
Which is the van.
Mm-hmm, the 7-passenger van or the 8-passenger van. Now that's built in Indiana. And so those are some of the things that we get available.
Tundra's built in Texas and Tacoma.
Correct. All Tundras and Tacomas are built in Texas. We have huge rebates on the Toyota Sport Series. The Toyota Sport Series are those are options put on the Gulfport that people in this area like the 20-inch rims and tires, which you can get in the, you know, the black or the PVD. It looks like the chrome or the smoked alloy. Then you've got the step bars and then the badging. So that, got
Sport Series,
Toyota Sport Series, yes, sir.
TSS, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you can get on a double cab, which is a full back seat. That's what I own, and that's $2,750 in rebates. You can get $3,250 on the Crew Max, which is the huge back seat. The Tundra, now the F-150, there's no denying it's the best-selling truck in the U.S. And by the way, I do sell Toyotas, Fords, and Lincolns. It's just that I park myself in the Toyota, the new facility. So
and that's a nice place to park.
Absolutely. Well, not my car, but my bottom. But anyway, the Tundras, I mean, a couple things on the Tundras: best turning radius in its class, It's a triple tech frame, so it's designed not only for a smoother ride, but the frame is not a traditional, you know, just a single box frame. So, you know, we know guys abuse their trucks. If you overload your payload, you're carrying a trailer, going over railroad tracks. The three-part triple tech frame is designed to bend and give, so you won't necessarily, you know, you can, other vehicles with a single box frame, you can actually bend your frame. Not so with the Tundras. The new Tacoma, I went on the ride and drive in Oklahoma City, and I was amazed. On the TRD off-road, we have something called crawl control.
Now that's which
we,
good stuff.
Yeah, we had, you know, we actually already had it on the TRD off-road 4Runners, but basically it's a dial where you can dial in 1 to 5 miles an hour in forward or reverse, and then you take your foot off the brake and the gas and either go forward or backward, and the Tacoma will literally crawl over logs, rocks. I mean, it's amazing. If they put it on the Tundra, which I don't know if they will, I'll buy one. So
I do want to tell you, I believe it is available on the all new Ford Super Duty, Mark.
The crawl control?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Well, anyway, the Tacoma, what I learned,
you got
some
competition there,
right? Well, I get, anyway, the Tacoma, like I said, what I also
choices,
learned.
Choices.
Right. What I also learned, on these ride and drives, we drive the competition, like the Chevy Colorado and the GMC Canyon, as well as the Nissan Frontier. But what I learned about it is that these vehicles really have the clearance of a Camry. So they're, in my opinion, they're not really designed to go as off-road, you know, at all. I mean, they just don't have the clearance to crawl over logs or big rocks. Or so, you know, my takeaway from that, and I even put it on Facebook, is, you know, if you want to go wherever you want, where I like to go and get away from it all, but you need to get home, you buy a Tacoma. If you want to go wherever you want and you don't need to get home, buy one of the other guy's trucks.
All right.
Thank you.
Excellent. Good stuff there, Mark. Yeah, the Tacoma with the crawl feature has been very popular, and the 4Runner also. And I do think a lot of that technology is making its way into the Ford trucks as well. And, you know, both of them were great. It's great to have such great manufacturers that are leading the way with new technology. I know... another thing Toyota's got coming is the new Safety Sense program. I think some of the guys are going to some training on that next week. And so do you know much about that yet?
Well, there's a lot of, you know, depending on the vehicle, I mean, we've
got... it's been building over for the years, but basically, you know, Toyota's putting all this in virtually all their vehicles, and it's really awesome.
Well, Toyota is so concerned with safety. I mean, we want, you know, Toyota wants to keep their customers. They'd rather, you know, the insurance can take care of the vehicle. They've got crumple zones and all kinds of safety features that are active and passive, but there's new ones like, well, the blind spot monitor has been around, but now we've got lane departure alert, which will alert you if you're going over the line, and then steer assist, which will actually, if you, like, God forbid, to doze off or go, you know, over the median, it'll actually pull you nice and smoothly right back into your lane. So
it's
pretty incredible technology, you know. So, and then
more of it coming, yeah.
And one thing I forgot to talk about, the new Prius is absolutely amazing. If you know, I often think I'll buy a 4Runner when I give my Tundra to my boy, but you know, I might do a lot of traveling and might want a Prius. Now, I've been here 6 years. I've probably sold, oh gosh, I don't know, 150, 200 Priuses, some more than that. I'm really not sure, but. Toyota, you know, we've sold almost 6 million Priuses, and Toyota sells more hybrids than all other car companies combined. So the Prius has gone from getting from, you know, an average of 50 miles per gallon between city and highway up to 52. So, I mean,
and it's got more and more content, too.
Yeah.
Truthfully, you sit in it now, and I know what you mean about, where it is today, because it really is. you just set aside all the great fuel economy and the technology in the Prius, but it's an outstanding car. I mean, it drives well, it's comfortable, it looks good. You know, it's got all the what everybody wants.
Did you see the Super Bowl commercial? I'm sure you did.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Now, you know, they're quite zippy. I mean, yeah. There's a sport mode, you know, where you can, you know, it feels like a four-cylinder Camry, you know. And yeah. Even in eco mode, there's plenty of power, you know. But you can instantaneously, like say you're in a different city where they may not have the greatest on and off, you know, ramp etiquette, you know, you've got a button that instantly gives you more torque and horsepower.
Yeah, so. That's great stuff. I know some other stuff coming on the Toyota side we'll let people know about is what used to be the Scion brand is being rolled into the Toyota brand. And so we've got three new vehicles we're going to be stocking here pretty soon. We've got the Corolla IM, which is it used to be the IM. It's going to have a starting point price around $18,000. So it's essentially a sporty, small Corolla vehicle. Then we've got the Yaris IA, which will start about $16,000, a little smaller, really a great little car. But the one I'm so excited about is going to be called the 86. It's the old FRS. It's a little sports car. We haven't had a real sports car in Toyota, although there's all kinds of rumors about Supra coming back, and that may be, maybe we'll hear about that soon. I do have a Toyota meeting coming up, and the rumors are twofold. One is Supra one, and I also heard one about Sequoia. So, you know, maybe a new Sequoia, which would be real exciting. But anyway, the 86 is a little sports car. Comes in a great setup, really fun to drive, and a great, used to be called the FRS by Scion. So we should be getting those probably in the next 6 to 8 weeks. We'll get a selection started of those. So what else, Albert? What's coming to your mind about Ford? We'll come back to you. Well,
I think that I think probably the next big thing that's going to hit is what we had talked about, the Super Duties and the F2, 3, and the 450s are coming. So I think that's going to be a big deal. The tow capacity is above and beyond us, our understanding. And I really need to know to get more information to be able to give you more. It's all new to me, and so I am studying on it. I'm looking at it and trying to read so that I can give you more information. I do want to say this. When we was there and the instructor was fixing to dismiss us, he said, I wanted to share with you people, you understand that you have an L450 with a horse trailer, with a trailer behind it, and then you have an 18-wheeler on a 52-foot float on with a big truck, and they're side by side. That big truck's pulling 80,000 pounds plus on an average given day. That F450 has a capability of towing almost 40,000 pounds, which is unheard of in the market. And this is what I understand. I just need to get the literature so that I can give you more in-depth information on it. But imagine just a little bit heavier than a one-ton truck pulling half the weight of a big truck. That's remarkable in my mind. And I thought, how can you move that much, you know, product with such a small vehicle? And it's all the technology that Ford's came out with in that 6.7 diesel. And it's just unbelievable. But I'm really looking forward to, I think that's the next big hot item that's going to hit Ford is going to be this new Super Duty, new body style. We got all the mirrors. Yeah, it's just remarkable. But I have to go back in there and study on that tow capacity. But I can tell you that it's way more than 20,000 pounds. There's nothing in the market that's anywhere close to what this Ford's going to be able to do once we get it out on the highway and get it in the market and get it going. So I'm really looking forward to that.
We also got Raptor again.
We got the Raptor is coming out.
We've been informed we have two allocations of Raptor.
Okay.
That are going to be available to some lucky person around here. So
right. Well, that'll
be
good.
If you're interested in those, give us a shout.
Yeah.
Raptor is the essentially special vehicle team, like the team that makes the high performance Mustangs, the Shelby GT350. They've been working on our F-150 and making a performance version of that. Yeah. It's been extremely popular over the last several years, and this will be the first version of that with the all new F-150 that came out last year.
Right, and I think that we also have the F-150 17s in. Won't be long, and they'll be en route too as well, right?
That's right. Yeah, so, everything's switching over to 17. Don't forget about the great discounts right now on the. There's a few remaining 15s. I mean, those we've got incredible deals on those. If the deal is really what you need, then come ask about. Show us the best deal, and we can show you that. But 15s, 16s are in clearance mode. We've got red tag pricing on everything. We do it every day on our used cars. We talk about that a lot on our certified vehicles. We've got a great selection right now of Toyota, Ford, Lincoln certified vehicles, plus our great Q-certified program where we put a two-year, 100,000-mile warranty on it. Virtually every vehicle that qualifies, that passes muster. Then we also have our wholesale vehicles. These are as-is vehicles, a lot of times over 100,000 miles. We're going to check them out and do the best we can to get them up to speed and make sure that they're sound. But that's about it. We don't do a lot of cosmetic stuff, but those vehicles are available also. And also always looking to buy cars. You know, we bring that up often, but the truth is we really need used cars of all makes and models. The slot that's does the best for us. There's 2 or 3 years old to maybe 6 or 7 years old. Typically maybe 40 or less thousand miles up to 120, 130,000 miles, depending on the vehicle. We'll really step up and give you top dollar for it, whether you're buying something from us or not. So if you want to come on by and have us take a look at it, we'll make you a cash offer for your vehicle. Don't want to forget also about the 995 oil changes and our Tires for Life program. Those are great values that we're real proud of, and just trying to make your ownership experience of your vehicle add more value to that and make it something great. But I want to thank the guys for coming in, Mark and Albert. It's exciting to me to hear them talking about all the new stuff coming, and you get a glimpse into their worlds a little bit. I mean, Albert was wishing he had maybe a little more of that knowledge from the ride and drive he could remember. But truth is, we get overwhelmed by this information. Yes. There's so much information on vehicles out there. And imagine being a consumer. I understand what it's like. And, you know, I've seen where people are spending up to 17 hours now researching their car purchase before they even contact a dealer.
Yeah.
Hey, these guys do it for a living. They're sent to all the training programs. They're regular guys, normal people. They're not going to bite or they're not scary. They're good people, and they want to treat you right. And so if you have questions, need help with that, come talk to us. That's really what our role is in this, is making it easy for you and making it simple to buy a car. That's where it is today.
Well, Brad, one thing that
you talked about, everything from the 995 oil change, your low-priced tire and brake guarantee, but, you got the rest of the team that sometimes we don't talk a lot about. Joe and the body shop are over there making sure your car looks great all the time. If you've got everything from a little door ding from the parking lot to, something that just a little bit of paintless, the PDR can take care of. And, of course, you might as well take it in for a detail while you're there.
Enrique and the guys down at what we used to call Price Road Auto. We need to work on that sign still. Sorry about that. But Price Road Auto, Enrique and the guys do great work, and we always forget about them because they're kind of a little bit removed from us.
Yeah.
But they do great work. If you need a car detailed, cleaned up, that is definitely the place to go. Give them a call. Or just have it done while you're getting your oil changed.
Yeah, exactly. Schedule the two of them together. Make an appointment for your oil change.
That's
or
right.
Drop by with no appointment, depending
That's
on
right.
how you want to do it.
Appointments or not, depending on how you want to work it. And we'll be happy to take a look at your car, do a full inspection on it, change that oil, do a detail, whatever it takes.
Okay. Well, let's again see Albert. See
Mark.
I wanted to call you Steve. I'm sorry. See Mark, see Albert, or one of the rest of the great crew.
Thank you, guys, and thanks for coming. And we'll appreciate all of you for listening. I've had a couple people comment on the show lately, and truthfully, it's so encouraging to hear people actually listen to us and don't turn the dial when we're on the radio. So thank you, folks, for listening.
And when they do get to find out you're real people. So go see the real people at Dungis.
For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM.